Okay, Vobas with Daf Ein Vov. Sorry, I was a little late, but let's get moving. And we are back to Bava Basra in Yanim, Kinyanim, after a couple of days of Agadic, our Agadic discussion. So let us get into Itmar, two dots on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Itmar, Sfina. Back to the case of Sfina. Remember the first Mishnah, how we got into all these discussions of Agadata that many of the venturers over the seas used to tell over. But the parak started, when you sell a boat, what is included in the sale? So now we talk about how does one acquire a boat? Which kinyan is used? So, Itmar, Sfina, how do you acquire a boat? So what do you do with the boat? You can't lift it. You can't do a hagbah on the boat. You can't do a... A boat is not of karka, so it's not regular kesef sharan chazaka. So what do? So the Gemara assumes mashicha. You could pull the boat, have a rope, and the boat moves. So svina, let's not think of a large boat where people go on cruises. Let's try to think of a rowboat. I think it might be a little easier. So a rowboat. So how do you kona a rowboat? So Rav Amar kiven shemasha kol shehu kana. Rav says if you pull the rowboat a little bit. If it moves a little bit, you are kona the rowboat. That's it. Ushmuel amar lo kona achim shechas kula. And Shmuel says, you are not kona until you move the entire boat from where it had been. Once the end of the boat moves away from where the beginning of the boat had been, that's kinyan mashicha. It has to totally move where it had been. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So let's review for a minute a few notes about kinyan mashicha. Kinyan mashicha, the source of it we discussed, was back above Metziah Daf Mem Zayin. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara there says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mem Zayin Amar Beis, Tvar Torah Maos Konos, Mida Oraisa, Rabbi Yochanan says, Maos is Kona, by Metaltalin. By karka, we know kesef sharan chazaka. But what about by metaltalin? If I want to buy your movable item, so can I pay you for it? And if I pay you for it, is the deal done? Mida writes as Rabbi Yochanan, yes, you pay for it. We discuss then lumdus. What is there a difference between kesef and maos? Kesef might be more symbolic, while maos is more of paying for the value. But maos konos by metaltalin, maos works. But midrabanan, ma amru mashicha kona. Why midrabanan do we say that once I pay for it, if I pay for your watch, I give you money, midaraisa, the deal's finished. And therefore I own the watch that is still in your possession. Midrabanan, we say that doesn't work. The kinyan is held back, and it doesn't work. Because I'll have that power to hold it back. Because it's possible, because let's say you have my watch now, and if my watch is now in danger of getting lost, let's say it was wheat and it's in your attic, so then what's going to happen? You're not going to be Moser Nefesh to save the items that are now mine, and you'll say, oh, your stuff got burned, sorry. So because of that, the Rabbanan, Chazal say that even after you pay for the metaltalin, it still does not belong to you until it is given over. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rish Lakish, arguing, Rish Lakish Amar, Meshicha Mifureshes Minatora. No, Meshicha is Daraisa. Meshicha is not a Darabanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that Meshicha is Darabanan, Midaraisa, you pay for it, Midarabanan, you also have to pull it. Rish Lakish says, no, Meshicha is Mifurish, my time at the Rish Lakish, Amar Krovachi Simkru Memkarla Misecha, Okonomiana Misecha, Davar Aniklam Yaliyad. Pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra, you'll learn out Meshicha is Daraisa. Where do you know that Ma'osa Daraisa? What's the makar for Rish Lakish? I'm sorry, what's the makar for Rabbi Yochanan? That's Dvar Torah Moos Konos. So that is not Mefurish in the Gemara, but the Rashi in the previous Amud on Memvev Mabez had quoted the Pasuk by Hektish. V'nasan HaKesef Akamlo. That was the makar that Rashi quoted. Others, the Rashba there says, it's a Svara. It's a Svara. You pay for something, it's yours now. Pay for something, that's it. But that is the Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Meshicha is a Kinyan de Oraisa or not. Lumdus wise, the Ramban there in Kiddushin Daf Chafei, where all these Kinyanim are quoted, and I'll read it from the Ritva. The Ritva expands upon this, that Meshicha is really the Iker Kinyan of all of those Kinyanim about moving things. Meshicha, Hagbah, right? All of those, Mesira maybe we'll get to a little bit later today. Elavadai says the Ritva, Meshicha Iker Kra. Umina israbu mesira vahagba, vahabi lahu kitoldos dida. It's a tolda. We know there are avos and toldos. The Gemara at the beginning of Baba Kama says there are three examples of avos and toldos in the Gemara. We have avos and toldos of Tumah. We have avos and toldos of Nezikin. And we have avos and toldos of Shabbos. Those three are in the Gemara. Once in a while, we have Rishonim that add on an av and a tolda using that lashon. The main act or category, and then the secondary one. Says the Ritva, Mishicha, pulling an item, that is the av, kinyan, and what are its toldos? Lifting it, hagba, or mesira, which we'll see, having one person, the seller, give over the item to the buyer. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, he talks about, it gets into Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish there too. But that is background to Kinyan Mashicha. Again, Daraisa, Darabana, Machlokos, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, and the Rabbana, the Ritva, who say Mashicha is the Daraisa. So again, back to our Gemara now. The Gemara says that Bikone, a boat from Mashicha, there's a Machlokos, Rav and Shmuel, whether one has to pull the entire boat out of the place where it was, that's the Shita of Shmuel, while Rav says no, only just a little bit. Only just a little bit. So again, more to talk about. Machlokas Rishonim here. Is this unique, this machlokas, to the boat case? Or to any other case? What about a regular case of Mashiach? Let's say I'm pulling an animal. I'm being kona a cow by pulling it. So I pull the cow. Can I move the cow a little bit? And that's it? Is there something unique about the boat case that makes it machlokas here, but they wouldn't argue anywhere else? So there is a three-way machlokas Rishonim. Just had to understand this line of the Gemara. The Rosh quotes two of them. The Rosh quotes right here on our Gemara. Yesh mefarshim. This is not what the Rosh himself is going to hold. Tahachinami b'mashichas kol metaltalin. This machlokas is by all metaltalin. The nakat svina lashvina and rebusa the Shmuel. The chiddush of the svina case is to tell me about Shmuel. The afal gav sheish torach limshoches kula. Even though it's a big schlep to take a cow, fine, to do Mashiach on a cow. To Mashiach on a boat, it's a big tircha. Let's say it's a big boat. I have to have workers pulling it for me. So that's a big tircha. Afilu hachi, still says Shmuel, you got to pull all of it. That is what one day in the Rishonim. That there's nothing, just like this case, all metazalin is the machlokas. A little bit you have to pull it, or a lot. Says the Rosh, no, v'li nire, the svina dafka nakat. It's specifically a boat. Why? Only by boats and animals, but not by objects. Why? By boats and animals, there's a machlok, because we should the svina, imashachla kaltahu azla. Because only by a svina would Rav say what he says. Because if you move the boat a little bit, the whole item moves by a boat. V'chein ba'alei chayim. If you move the animal a little bit, the whole animal moves. Ulahachi ein mashicha. Koldehu mahani ba lishmuel. I'm sorry, the other way. Ulahachi ein mashicha koldehu mahani ba lishmuel besvina ularavacha bebehema. We'll see. Aval, why? Because if you move the boat a little bit, so then everything kind of moves by itself. In these cases, aval b'shar metaltzulin she mashichasa mikoach adam hamoshchan kuliyam amoda de mashicha koldehu saki. Buy other items. Buy a cup. I move this cup. So if I move it a little bit, the entire cup moved because of me. It didn't go by itself once I started the process. By a boat, you might say, says the Rosh, that if you move a little bit, but it's kind of moving by itself, I'm moving this part of it, you might look at it differently. So therefore the Rosh says this machlokas is only by a boat and by animals, but by other metaltalin, you wouldn't say it. So
actually what he means is that you're not touching the boat itself, let's say you're pulling by a rope or let's say an animal by its reins.
But he's not machalik between whether you're touching it by itself or not. He said, "Mishud desfina imashach la kaltahu azla." So that's not. I mean, you might have made that chiluk whether you're pulling it by boats.
Boat, it's sitting on the water, so that it would glide.
It's glides, right?
Animal, you're pulling it. You're,
well, he puts the boat and the animal together. The boat and the animal versus everything else. Those are more of, they have like their own koach, those. The animal has its own koach, and the boat also on the water has its own koach. And therefore, those are unique, but otherwise, everybody would agree that pulling it a little bit is enough. So you have the day in the Rosh that says, there's nothing dafka here. You have the Rosh that says the machlokas is only here, but everything else, even Shmuel, would agree to Rav. And then finally, you have the other shita, and that is the Rashbam later on, and the Daf Pei Vav, who says the machlokas is here by the boat case, but by other movable items, by metaltzalin, everybody would agree that you have to pull everything. Everybody would agree to Shmuel. So that's three-way machlokas, how to understand this.
What's the svar for that?
the svara for that might be the machlokus is by these. The svara could be what I mistakenly said before, that by here, by moving a little bit, because it has its own koach, but it's all connected to what I'm doing. Meaning when I pull part of the boat, but the whole thing is gliding because of me. Or the animal, as I pull the animal, it's one unit, and the whole thing glides because of me. The other, like let's say you have a big bookcase, you know, maybe moving it a little bit, the way to show your, there's less horaz bialis there. So you have to say something like that. That's what the Rashbam there doesn't explain it.
But everyone agrees
that Sfina
and animal are in the same
boat. Everybody agrees Sfina and animal. Right, I think so, right. Sfina and animal are in the same boat. Yes. So we'll have to get to that. We'll have to get to that. Okay, but there is one beautiful piece.
If I ride the animal away, rather than...
Right, that's Kinyan Rochev, that the Gemara talks about in Kedushin. Kinyan Rochev.
Isn't that the same issue?
Right, we had at the beginning of Mitzir, remember we had Rochev versus Manhig, one person leading the animal, one person riding the animal, who's the Mochsak?
Isn't that the same issue?
So this is, here we're not talking about two people. Okay, one other point in the Rambam. Again, there's a lot to talk about. This whole daf is about Kinyanim, but there's a lot to talk about here about Kinyan Meshicha. It's a beautiful discussion in the Achronim about a Rambam. Who do we paskin like? Rav or Shmuel? Who do we paskin like? So, Rambam. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Dalid. Says the Rambam. Dover ha-nikne b'mashicha, imhaya b'rishus, I'm sorry, previous Rambam. Mesira, the Rambam seems to paskin like Shmuel. Let me read the Rambam that I wanted to get to. The Rambam paskins like Shmuel. Fine, that you have to pull the whole thing. But then he says, Dvar ha-nikne b'mashicha, imhaya b'rishus harabim, u'mashcho l'rishus ha-yachid. We are going to see later on that mashicha does not work in rishus harabim. Mashicha has to be in a semi-private rishus. It can be in an alleyway, it can be in your rishus for sure. So, but mashicha does not work in rishus harabim. But the Rambam passes like Shmuel that you have to move the item fully. But, says the Rambam, imhaya b'rishus harabim, u'mashcho l'rishus ha-yachid, Ola Simta, let's say you transferred the Rishus from Rishus Aram to Rishus Yachid, Kivan Shahosi Mitzas HaChefetz Mirishus Arabim Kana. As long as you took a little bit of the Chefetz out of the Rishus, that's enough. Says the Ravid. Nir Elisha Ein Zadin B'Chefetz Da'kai Malon B'Svina Kishmuel Da'amar Achi Yimshach Eskula Avol B'Behema Vadi Sagila B'Yad. So he's mechalik between behema and a boat. Virago katana kama. So he says, what's the Rambam talking about? Behema, he says, we paskin like Shmuel damar shim shachas kula. Avo behema vade sagilo biyada buregel, like the Tanakama. So the Achronim, starting with the Rambam, the Rishon already, asking the Rambam seems to hold like Shmuel that says you have to move the entire item, but he seems to say that when you transfer the Rishus into Rishus Hayachid or into a Simta, it's good enough with Kol Shehu. Good enough with moving it a drop. So what's the difference? Rambam passes like Shmuel. Says the Magen Mishnah, very unusual. He says, "Ubavade avdas Rabbeinu ken k'Shmuel." The Rambam holds like Shmuel. You have to move it the entire way. Aval hu sover dahani mi the kishahadaver hu birshus shahamishicha kone ve'ein chiluk bein svina l'shar chafatzim. Right, when does the Rambam say you can move something the entire way? That's only in like a private type of dock area. Aval hacha taima achrinahu shezek far mashcha kula elashahaisa birishus she'ena mashicha mawilabo. He already moved it the entire length of the boat. It just so happened to be in a rishus that mashicha doesn't work. So if that's the case, v'kiva chehichnas b'ksasa birishus shamashicha konebo dai b'kach. Says the Magen Mishnah, all you need for the Rambam and for Kinyan Mashicha is to move it the entire length of the item and to put it into and to have it into Rishus that is not Rishus Harabim. So you can have both of those, they don't have to be at the same time. You know what the Rambam is talking about? A case where you moved it the entire length in Rishus Harabim. So you did that, and now you do a little bit into the private Rishus. That's all you need. You need both. So, what is he talking about? You need to move it the entire length in the Rishus that it is. What, it's two separate ingredients that you can do independently? What's the Magen Mishnah talking about? So just to mention quickly two of the approaches, and then we will move on. Number one is the Evan Azal. The Evan Azal or Rav Zalman. Rav Zalman says, what do you see from here? The Ravid says, what are you talking about? You can't have separate, moving it the entire way, and bringing it into the Simta. Must be a root machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What is the root of Kinyan Mashicha? What is it about? The Rambam must hold Kinyan Mashicha is a Horaz Bailus. As we said, a reflection of ownership. A reflection of ownership, it could be. If I do two things, that reflects my ownership. If I move it a lot and I bring it into my Rishus, that's fine. You can separate the factors. But the Ravitz Kinyan Mashicha is Nichnas L'Rishusi. That's the definition of the Kinyan. Part of Nichnas L'Rishusi is moving it properly into my Rishus. But it's one thing. Abba says the right, Ludas Arrivit says Rav Yisrael Zalman in Dalad in Mechira, right here. Mevur Hasagaso, Dekiva Tachna says Rishus Lo Shayach Alabasit of Lobrishus Arabim, Imke Mamahani, Shehichnis, Mitzah Sachifetz, Ha'iyesh Aliknos, Ide Kinyi Chatzer, Elaha Mixah Shehichnis. What you brought in, that's yours, that's it. Umemela Sover to Lokana Klal, the Ainze Bedera Kinyi Mashicha. But the Rambam says no, the issue of Mashicha is not Knisal Rishuscha. And you would have to say that the entire thing is in my Rishus. No. El Dehu Maisa Kinyin, the Tzarech LaHosif, Dehu Migeder, Kinyin Chazaka. It's like Chazaka, as we said a number of times already in this Masechta. Chazaka is maybe the greatest showing of a Kinyin that has to do with Haraz Bailus, meaning reflection of ownership. Shebezesha Moskla Mirishus, Habailim Lirishuso, Olasimta, Havibaze Geder Bailus, Shemara Baze Bailus Alachavet Hanikne. And therefore, even if you only bring a little bit into your Rishus, as long as you showed it beforehand also, that would be good enough. That's Rav Yisrael Zalman's Chiddush. One more, the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach says, you know what the difference is? Usually you do need a complete moving of a large area. But maybe transferring Rishus substitutes for moving it in a large area. If you are in a simta, in an alleyway, and then he's giving it to you, then you need to move it a large area. But here you're transferring it from Rishus Arabim to the simta, maybe that's different. Shmuel only meant his din when you're within the simta. But moving and transferring it, so we know. He doesn't quote it, but where do we see that transferring is quote-unquote on par with moving it a large area? What about the Malach HaVotzah on Shabbos? Right? If I transfer it from Rishuz Aram to Rishuz Yachid or vice versa, I'm chayiv to Araisa, even by moving it an inch. Right? I need an Akira, I need a Hanacha, boom! But within Rishuz Aram, Dalad Amos. Dalad Amos. So you see there's a precedent for moving it a large area and transferring being a substitute for it. Okay. So I would have to be Moshe Kulo in Rishuz Aram because that requires a significant...
Rambam's case, so you should just be able to just transfer.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't near, it was in the Simta, it was in an alleyway.
So he's saying, saying that you have to...
What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if you move it into the Simta, then that's it. That's yours. It doesn't say you have to do both.
What relevance is Asa v'Shabbos? The whole Svara, Mashiach is Haraz Bailus.
Okay, I'm saying, assuming that Mashiach is Araisa. Let's say, according to Reish Lakish. According to that Svara, then maybe... Just giving a model. Yes, 100%. It could still be Haraz Bailus. That might be the root Haraz Bailus. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say that this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really Machlokas Tanoim. Ketzad b'Mesira. What's a Kenyan Mesira? We'll talk about Mesira a little bit more on the next Amud. But for now, let's just translate it as Mesira, you give over. Meshicha means I just pull something. Mesira means I give you something. I'm selling you an animal, I give you the saddle. Right? Achza b'tzlafa, b'sara. I, the buyer, and the seller is there, and in front of the seller, this is what you give over to me. Achza b'tzlafa, you grabbed the saddle, or a hoof, bisara, or the hair, b'ukiv shaleha, that's the saddle, b'shalav shaleha, or another thing that you sit on, b'prumyish b'fiyah, you held it by the bit in the mouth, b'zuksha b'savaro, the bell around its neck, k'na, that's enough for kinyan mesira. Ketzad b'meshicha, and by kinyan, by mesira, you use that, the Mishnah says, in Kiddushin for behema gasa. Behema gasa, a cow, an elephant, right, you can't lift those up, so you can't easily pull those. So maybe just giving over the reins without even moving the animal. That's Kinyan Mesira. You got something related to the animal. Ketz had been Meshicha, but by a smaller animal, by him a doctor, use Meshicha, pull it. Kor Laviba, you call it, then it comes. Or Oshechisha b'makel, or you hit it with a stick, or rustle the front of it, or ran in front of me. Kivan Sha'ak, or Yad, or Regal Kana. Once it lifts up its foot or its front, its back foot or its front foot. So then kana, that works. Rabbi Achi va'amri lo Rav Acha Omer, achita halech maliko masa. No, it's got to walk its entire length. It can't just pick up his leg. So he asked the Gemara, Leima Rav the Amar Ketana Kamu Shmuel the Amar Rabbi Acha. So isn't this the machlokas? Here the Gemara itself compares Behema to Svina. Right, so that's why the Rishonim seem to put it together. Right, that's the at least in possibility. So should we say it's the same machlokas, whether the boat has to move the whole way or the animal has to move the whole way? So Amar the Charav, Anad the Amri Afilo the Rabbi Acha. No, Rav who says all you need is a little bit of movement by the boat, I can hold like Rav Acha who says the animal has to move the entire way. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Acha ela b'balei chayim. When did Rabbi Acha say his shita that it has to move the whole way by animals? Ti af agav de akra yad v'regel b'duch de kaima. Even though it picked up its foot, many times the animals pick up their feet and they don't move. They don't move. A cow will pick up its foot and it won't move. So just picking up a foot is not going to be enough. Aval svina, but by a boat, kivan de nada b'purta nada lakula. But once a little bit, the boat moves a little bit, the entire boat is moved. And therefore, I'll agree to Rav that by a boat, all you need is a little bit. Ushmuel amar, anad amre fil katanakama. And same the other way too. Shmuel can even hold like the Tanakama. When does the Tanakama say his shita? That you only need a little bit of the animal to move. Ela babal lechayim, tekivan demi akra yad v'regel, idach lemekar kaima. Because many times when the animal picks up its legs, it's on its way to run. It's on its way to move, so this is enough. Avo svina, imashach lakula ini lolo. But by a boat, you don't say that process has started. You can stop moving the boat right now. So it doesn't have a mind of its own, so therefore it can make it worse. So no machlokas, we say that they are not comparable machlokas. Just because it looks similar, you can be machalik in either direction. Just one other note, Rav Shafter writes in Ginas Egos, in Simen Memhei, in his third sefer, that what is the lumdus behind this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? Moving it a little bit, moving it a lot. Maybe it's a machlokas. We had one possibility already from Ravissa Zalman about Kinyan Mashicha. This is a little different formulation. Is the Maisa Mashicha, is the Kinyan Mashicha about the act that takes place or the result that occurs? It's similar to Ravissa Zalman, but say it a little differently. If it's about the Maisa Mashicha, that's Shmuel. You have to do a maisa chashuva, a maisa mashicha, which is moving it the entire area. But if it's about a totsa, just having it nichnas l'rishuscha through pulling it, so then it could be even less. Imakniya ba'adi maisa mashicha, az yishlama desagi. I'm sorry, did I say it the opposite? That's one way, so some of the other achronim, but he says it the other way, I'm sorry. Defligu tzai begeder kinyi mashicha. Im maisa mashicha gorem es hakniya, o etzem ha'uvda, sho ha'chiv etz nimsa ata b'mashe nechshav al pidin, l'rishus lokeach. Dim kniya ba'i di maisa mashicha, azai yish lomar desagi bakiris yad v'regel. Just a little bit, klomar, mashichas mitzas chifetz. Mixas chayfet. You could have said it the other way, but he says it this way: Mashiachas mixas chayfet. Shari moshach as chayfet v'day b'kach. Avol im no marshakniya ba mikolach zesha chayfet munach achshav. But mashenechshav that's in your rishus. So it must be that the entire chayfet is in your rishus, meaning you have to move the entire item. Okay. Either way, that's another way of saying it, similar to Ravissa Zalman. Okay. Lema katanoi says the Gemara second to last line. Lema hakani tanoi. Let's say it's like those tanam. The previous tanam didn't work. So let's say now at least that it is like the following. Following machlokas tanam. Lema kani tanoi. The Tanya. The Brisa says svina niknes b'mashicha. A boat is nikne by pulling it. Mashicha works by a boat. Rabbi Nasan Omer svina va'osios niknos b'mashicha. A boat and osios. Osios, a star. A star. If I have a star that says, I owe you, somebody owes me $100, I'm going to sell you the rights of collection. Right? I'm going to sell you that star. So you're taking a risk. Maybe it'll pay back. Maybe it'll, right? It's obviously, if it says $100, you're not going to give me $100 for that star because maybe it won't be collected. You're taking a risk. So how do you sell that? How do I sell osios, letters in a star? So, Reb Nosson says, a boat and osios are both niknos b'mashicha u'bishtar, and also through a star. Meaning, if I give over a star, that a deed of the boat, let's say, or, at least at this point we think, a star on the star. I have a star that says, I am selling you the star that says that Reuben owes me 100 shekel. Right, something like that. So that's the brisa. So the Gemara says, osios, mantekar shmayu. Who mentioned osios? What's the Rav Nosson bringing in Osios? Tana Kama didn't say a word about Osios. So Chisur Mechzer of Achitani. You're right. This is what it means. We're missing some. Svina nicknames b'meshicha v'Osios b'mesira. The Tana Kama holds that a Svina, a boat is nicknamed by pulling it, a meshicha, and Osios b'mesira. Mesira, you can't just take the shtar. It has to be given over to you from one party to the other party. Mesira. Rabbi Nosson Omer and Nosson argues, Svina va'osios niklas b'meshicha u'bishtar. Rav Nosson says that Svina and Osios are both niklas b'meshicha u'bishtar and with a shtar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. There's what to talk about, but let's just try to do a little bit. Shtar la Svina lamali, metaltali hi. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. A shtar for a Svina? A shtar is metaltalin. A shtar doesn't work for metaltalin. The Gemara said that we had in Kiddushin, the sources, metaltalin is niklas b'meshicha. Maybe the kinyanim that flow from meshicha, hagba, mesira, but shtar is for karka, kesa shtar v'chazaka by karka. The Rashba expands right here that why can't it work for the old fashioned, the Mosada Rav Kook Rashba. There's two volumes. So the first volume only goes through daf through the fourth parak. Got to break out the old-fashioned Rashba for the rest of the. I didn't see it out yet, but it's hopefully it'll be out. So says the Rashba in Shtar B'Svina Lomali Matazli Neinu Nira Dahacha Tartika Kasha. There's really a double pronged problem about why Shtar cannot work for a boat. Lomali Umaya Hanile. Why and how? Number one, Dila Akev Kinia Metaltalin Inu. The Choshe that Tophus be Metaltalin Eno Tzarech Raya. The Tfisasa Rayaso. If I'm holding an item, that's all you need. You don't need a star also. And here in Lechora, you did the other Kinyan also. You're holding it. So holding it, you don't need a star. The Ode, and also, you don't need a star, and a star wouldn't work. Why? The ain star elo ledover sheyachol lesaimo bishtar. A star only works for something that you could demarcate and specifically delineate in the star. Kigon, karka. This land I'm selling you. This specific property, separate from this and this and this. Vinami avadim, or servants. Sheheim nikarin ba'atzman. Vyachol adam lesaimon ulahafridon mitoch ashtar mikarka acher. Only Eved Acher. Aval hametaltalin, but watches. Okay, watches. How can you specify? You could try to give simonim in a watch. But watches are watches. There's no uniqueness. Each karka in the world is unique. Each Eved in the world is unique. Each watch in the world is so unique. So it's not always separable, and therefore you cannot use a star. So number one, you don't need a star. Number two, star wouldn't work. And number three, a third problem, onirali taima, that all kinyanim have makoros, have sources to them. And we do not have a source that kinyan star should work by metaltalin. Shalom lamda kinyos elemen akasuv, bikidushin, velo matzinu star, ela bakarka. But that's the closest you're going to get. And therefore, said the Rashba, for those three, that's what the Gemara means. Three problems here. Three problems why a star should not work by metaltalin, which is the boat. So says Vayter, Elolav Hakitani. So now we have a second try to fix the Brisa. What's the machlokas in the Brisa? So here we go. Svina niklas b'meshicha v'osios b'mesira. This is what the Brisa means. How do you acquire a boat b'meshicha by pulling it, and osios b'mesira, the star by mesira, by giving it over? Rabbi Nosson Omer, Svina b'meshicha v'osios b'shtar. That's what it is. Svina is by meshicha, like the Tanakama, and osios b'shtar, and osios, he argues. So Svina b'meshicha, ayin Tanakama. What do you mean? Svina b'meshicha? Why do he repeat Svina b'meshicha? He holds like the Tanakami. He should have just said his own Nushita of Osios Bishtar. Ella, the Rav Shmuel Gabanayu. Oh, it must be that this Machlokas, they both say Meshicha works by boat, but why does he repeat it? It must be he has a different type of Meshicha that works. So it must be they hold like Rav Shmuel. Do you have to move the whole thing or a little bit? Which way? In which direction? Who holds like who? Who holds like who? Whatever you say, you're right. Or whatever you say, you're wrong. Right? Rashbam. Rashbam says that the second opinion of Rav Nosson must, because he's the second opinion, he must be saying the greater Chiddush, and therefore, the Rashbam, the fourth to last skinny line. In the Rashbam, the Yasa Rav Nosson to Hutana Basra, because he's second, Litfuye, to add on, to Afilu B'Mashicha Kol Shehu. So the Tanakhama must hold that, like Shmuel, I have to move the whole thing. And Ramazan holds even just a little bit. Look at Tosvos, Ella. One second. We're going to have the exact opposite in a minute. We're going to have the exact opposite in a minute. Let me say that one first. The Ritva here says the Svara of the Rashbam also. Ramazan must be telling you a greater Chiddush, but the opposite. Because the greater Chiddush is you have to move the whole thing. The Tanakam holds him a little bit, and the Rav Nassim says, no, you have to move the whole thing. Same svara given that the second sheet that must be telling you the greater Chiddush, but which is the greater Chiddush?
Well, maybe a proof to this is by Osios. When he says Bishtar, is it closer to the Nasira, or he's saying Bishtar above the Nasira?
So we're going to get to probably below. Probably below.
Below?
Well, we're going to get to. We're going to get to whether Mesira works. We're going to get to Shtar specifically in a few minutes.
But then he's being Mako by Kenyan.
Okay.
If he's being Mako by that, then
right.
He's
so if he's being Mako by Shtar, right. So if you're saying if he's being Mako by Shtar, maybe he's also being Mako by the other one. Okay. That's they don't bring that up for some reason. They don't, the Rashbam and the Ritva don't bring it up. But they say the same Svar. The greater Chiddush is by the second opinion, but what is the greater Chiddush? The Tosfos, Adir Maschel Ella, does not quote anything about the Basra. But he holds like the Ritva in Shita against the Rashbam, but not because of Basra. He says, no, Reb Nosson holds like Shmuel, who says you have to bring the whole thing. Why? Because just like He brings it up. Not the Rashbam of the Ritva. He brings up your point. Just like he says by Osios, you need a Kinyan Chashuv more than the Tanakama. Meaning he argues it's not enough. That's what Tosva says. You need the Kinyan of Shtar. Mesira is not enough. That's how Tosva understands it. Lachora, yeah. That's what it seems like. And so too here, he needs a Kinyan Chashuv. Either way, what's the Gemara saying? Maybe this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is like this machlokas Tanoim. So the Gemara says, no, Raya, lo. To kuli alma ikra abi kishmuel. They could either hold like Rav and Shmuel. Ubisvina kuli alma lo pligi. They're not arguing in the boat case. They both say a boat is b'mashicha, but you know what? They're not arguing. He just repeats it, but the first half, but there's no argument about that. Ki pligi b'osios. The machlokas is only by osios. Mesira versus Shtar. V'achi ka'amar le'erub nasan latana kama. B'svina v'ade modina l'cha. I agree with you by Svina. Fine. But Osios, no. As Tosva said, Iika Shtar Ini Lolo. Right? Only if there's a Shtar, the Gemara says Beferish. Sorry, I forgot. Iika Shtar Ini Lolo, only if there's a Shtar. But again, this isn't Vada. This is a possible rejection. When the Gemara has these rejections, you never know if it's saying it Bavada or just that. They don't have to be parallel arguing. Okay, so that is the Machlokas. The Machlokas ends up being only by the situation of Osios. Shtar is a higher type of kinyan. Sorry.
Like
Rav Nasan is being machmir. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Ubeplugta tahani tanoi. Well, the Rashbam at that stage of the Gemara, I'm saying at that stage of the Gemara, you might not have said that the Gemara knew this yet. It says the Gemara ubeplugta tahani tanoi, and the machlokas between Rav Nasan and Tanakama is like the following tanoim to Tanya. The Brisa that's quoted elsewhere is quoted as we had to see Kedushin Sanhedrin. Osios Niknas b'Mesira Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says Rebbe Danasi that Shtaros are Nikne b'Mesira, meaning I have a shtar that says Reuben owes me $100. Then I can give you that shtar. That's it. You become the Bala Shtar, just giving over the shtar. Acham Momer no. Bein Kasav Lo Masar Bein Masav Lo Kasav Lo Kanach Yichtov Yimsar. The Acham say either one separately does not work. You have to give it over, and you have to write another shtar that says you're transferring. You're transferring ownership. Do you have to give over that other shtar that you write? That's the machlokas Rishonim. Because that other shtar might not have the status of a regular shtar. It might just be a shtar raya. Do you have to give over that other shtar for it to work? So that is a discussion between the Shach and the Ksos. And the Achronim, Shach and the Ksos, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Shach and the Ksos in Sim and Samach Beis, they argue whether you have to give over that other shtar, but either way, that is the machlokas. So, Rebbe who holds that Mesira works, that's the Tanakama, and Rachamim who hold that you need both, you need Ksiva and Mesira, that is like Reb Nasan.
Is that how we got Reb Nasan says,
I'm saying shtar would be enough, but the assumption is that you have given it over. Let's say that right now. The Ritva quotes from the Ritva here, let me find it.
That's not
the Ritva here quotes from his Rebbe, the Rashba, quotes from his Rebbe, that when the Gemara says that you need both Ksiva and Mesira, Lefi Pshuto, even though from the Pasha Pshat of the language, nireshet tzorach lahakdim ksiva lemesira. Right, because it's being kasav ashla masar, right? Bein masav alo kasav. You're not kona until yichto v'yimsor. Says the Ritva, that language is not so meduyik. Because Mori Nero says, Shezei Efshar. Because the Mesira must be before the Ksiva. Ki Aksiva Shehi Ba'a Lahaknos Haraya Shebo, Eino Chala Ela Al Mesira Sashtar. Only if the Shtar is, I give over the Shtar to you, and then I write that I am transferring. Shekeshem Shezacha Begufo Shel Shtar, Sheyizke Baraya Shebo. Ki Nesinas Hashibud Velo Shtar Eino Klum. Because giving over the Shtar, giving over the Shibud without the Shtar having already been given over is nothing. And therefore, says the Ritva quoting the Rashba, I think the order is key, and the order is first Mesira and then Ksiva. And he says, I'll give you another case, where when you say Ksiva Mesira, it means Ksiva with having done a Mesira already, under a Chuppah. Aidei Chuppah v'kidushin. Chuppah with the kiddushin that was done before it, right? I figure that's out of order. Rishonim already point out the kiddushin v'chuppah, the chuppah v'kiddushin, right? So Moshe Soloveitchik says, "Oh, it has to do with chuppah was historically first, right? Before Matan Torah, we didn't have kiddushin. First, we had chuppah, and then kiddushin later on. But Pashas, the Rishonim say, Aide chuppah with the kiddushin from earlier. So the Ritva quotes that as a parallel to here, even though it says ksiva mesira, it means mesira first.
Point to the shita that said, point to Chacham that you don't have to be most of the secondary shtar. If you were kosev and most of the secondary shtar, you have to still be most of the primary shtar.
Yeah, you definitely have to be most of the primary shtar, for sure. Most of the primary shtar, because then you're the Baal HaShtar. We discussed a few days ago, Reb Soloveitchik's lumdus about the shtar talking, dafayin. Right, shtar talking, so the machlokas is, can you transfer the Baal HaShtar? Says the Gemara, third to last line. Bye-bye, okay, the Rebbe. So, who did we say that the Tanakam is like Rebbe? So, Svinanami Tiknabim Mesira. If you're saying the Tanakam is like Rebbe, so why should the Tanakama be limited and say a Svina needs Meshicha? Even Mesira should be enough. Titania, Svina, Niklas, the Mesira, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that a Svina can be Niklam, like just give over the ropes. You don't have to move the item. Mesira just means you give something over. No, either have to pull the boat or rent out the area where the boat is. Right? Hire it out. Lease it out. Kenyan chaser. So if the Tanakama holds like Rebbe by Shtar, shouldn't he also hold like Rebbe by Svina? So Lokasha, Kamer, Shisarabim, Kanbasimta. Really, he does hold like Rebbe, but there's a difference. When did he say in the first case that Meshicha works by a boat? That's Simta. That's in a semi-private Rishus. Later, when does Rebbe say that Mesira works and not Meshicha? That's in Rishus Harabim. That's in Rishus Harabim. The Rashbam says here that Mesira is a Garua type of Kinyan, and Mesira is only going to work where Meshicha doesn't work. And therefore, because Meshicha does not work in Rishus HaRabim, so therefore, Mesira works there. If you look at this big Tosas, we don't have time to go through it now, but on Amud Aleph, on the bottom, that big Tosas goes back and forth in the Rishonim, the Rabbein HaTam and the Ri. Is that really true? Which is better, Meshicha or Mesira? Machlokas Rishonim, which is a better Kenyan? The Rashbam here, though, says, Betherish, that the Mesira is a worse Kenyan, and therefore it only works where Meshicha doesn't work. Like in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, let's continue though, and then we'll see if we have time to come back to that machlokas either today or tomorrow. But Mayu Kimta Lahabas Raisa Rishus HaRabim. What did we just say about this last case? With the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and the case is Kinyan Meshich, Kinyan Mesira, that's in Rishus HaRabim. But Ema Seifa, what about the Chachamim Shita? The Chachamim Omim Lokana Achim Yim Shechena. What, you're only Kone once you pull it. Vib Rishus HaRabim Miman. Or you rent out the space. Vibra Shizarabim, Miman Ogir. What kind of space are you renting out? It's the street. It's Rishus HaRabim. Vesu, and also, Meshicha Rishus HaRabim Mikanya. And also, Meshicha does not work in Rishus HaRabim, as we said. Vihabaya Barabba Dami Travayu, Mesira, Kone Rishus HaRabim. Mesira could work in Rishus HaRabim. Ubechazer Sheena Shoshneim, or in a neutral area. Meshicha Kone Besimta, Meshicha works in a semi-private Rishus, Ubechatzah Shishos Neim, or in a partner's Rishus. The Agbah Kone B'chol Makom, and Agbah works anywhere. Agbah works even in the Moches Rishus. So how can we say the last Braisa, which quotes the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, is talking about Rishus HaRabim? You can't rent out property in Rishus HaRabim, and you can't do Meshicha in Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, "My anshim shechenan ami dekamar." What does that phrase mean? "Umay sheyizkars makoma dekamar." What do those two phrases mean that the Rabbanan said? "Hachi kamar." This is what they mean. "Anshim shem shechena mirushes arabim lasimta." Until you take it into a simta, "v'mirushes abaylim he lokan anshiyizkars makoma." And if it's in rishes baylim, then you don't acquire it until you hire out and you lease out the space. Period. So we save the fact that the second case is talking about Rishus HaRabim. A little bit more, and then we'll mention something else. Leim Abay Rava Dami Karebi. So this is Abay and Rava that quoted these last rules. Should we say that they hold like Rebbe? Should we hold like Rebbe? Because Rebbe again said that Misira, right, Misira, Mesira works, that his feet is nicknamed in Mesira in Rishus HaRabim, not like the Rabbanan, right, because they say Mesira works in Rishus HaRabim. So Amar Ravashi, no. It could be that where the owner says go and be kona it, then everybody would agree that Mesira works, even in Rishus HaRabim. The machlokas is, what if the seller says go and pull the item, do Meshicha? So is he saying that Padafka or not? Mar Savar Kpeda. Mar says that the Rabbanan say he's being makbid. He only wants Meshicha. And if he wants Meshicha, you cannot do Mesira. Mar Savar Mar Makamulo. And the other one says, no. Your Mesira works, but he's selling it. You can also pull it. Here, pull it, take it. So that's the question, whether it's Kpeda or Mar Makam. Period. One note on Kinyan Hagbah. Kinyan Hagbah works even in the Rishus of the seller slash giver. Meaning, if I'm in your backyard and you're giving me a cup, I can lift up the cup and now the cup is mine. Ask the Rashbah, 1 minute. Isn't the airspace of every yard also the Rishus and the domain of that person? So just because I lift something up, so why should that be mine? Why should that be considered mine? Isn't it still in your airspace? So why should it be mine? Says the Rashbah. Yesh lafaresh, the shiny hacha diika das acheres makne. No, even though it is his, but he's trying to give it to you. He's pushing it into your hands. And therefore, v'kivan to akar min achatzer mamish, ein aviro chashuv kol kach, shlo tikne sham hagbahaso. It's not, the airspace is not exactly the same as on the ground in his yard. In his yard, so then it's his. You can't be called it. Let's say you try to drag it on the floor. But if you pick it up, because there's das acheres makne, so then it's enough that it could be yours. Aval pi shein meshicha kona b'chatzer o mamish, v'aval pi di das acheres makne. Even though meshicha would not work in his rishus, even with das acheres, because that's still on his ground. Big, the yesod of the Rashba. We have to search around for yesodos. This is a yesodistic Rashba. There's a difference between the ground of a chatzer and the airspace of a chatzer. Even though the airspace is considered an accession of the chatzar. Like if a get flies in and it has walls, so we paskin that the woman's divorced, right, when the get comes into the walls. That's one answer given. Another answer given, I saw in the Pnei Shlomo. I don't think we've quoted the Pnei Shlomo yet. It's about time. What are we on? The Chayin Vav. Pnei Shlomo is the Shlomo Gansfried's Sefer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's commentary on Baba Basra. Pnei Shlomo. Shlomo Gansfried. So he quotes the Rashba here, and he quotes Larry. He said, no, much different. A person's hand beats out a person's airspace. If something's in your hands are not batel to the ground. That's it. Just like we'll see later on about an animal not being batel to a rishus. Umi kol shekein adam lo batel l'gabi rishus. Dafka k'shadavar hu ba'avir mamish. Azam rinan avir chatzero k'chatzero. Aval k'shadam ochez hadavar biado. Umag bio. Havi k'rishus acheres. Ki ha'adam eino batel l'gabi ha'chatzer. Right, a person is not batel l'gabi ha'chatzer. So if you're holding something, right, just like if I walk into your property holding something, all of a sudden I lose muchzakis on that. All of a sudden this is considered yours now and I'm ha'mosim mechaver olav araya? Of course not. If I'm holding something, it's mine. If it falls on the floor, and that was on the floor, then it's yours. I mean, it's yours if there's a machlokas about it now. So that's what he says, Pasha, to answer the Rashba's Kasha, that a person's hands are going to beat out a person's airspace. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with a discussion of that big Tosfos of Mesira versus Meshicha, which is better. And Lumdis regarding Mesira, we'll talk about a machlokas. Does Mesira have to be Yad Liyad? Do I have to actually give it to you? Or could I just say, take it? Is that enough of a Mesira? We'll see you tomorrow. Actually, yeah, tomorrow. Good.